You are listening to episode 101 of the Hench and Dad podcast, and in this episode, I decide to rank all of the Ultra series. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hench and Dad podcast. Yes, I am Wes. I am the Hench and Dad. It has been way too long, I understand. But instead of boring you with all the details about why it's taken me so long, I'm just going to go ahead and get into the episode proper, because this could take a while. Not really sure at this point. But I believe this is episode 101. I could be wrong. It's my favorite Dalmatian amount. That being said, this is going to be something a little bit more casual to get me kind of in like the frame of mind for recording for the podcast again. So that's why I decided I'm going to go ahead and do an Ultraman tier list. Now, of course, I haven't seen every Ultra series, so this is going to be a little bit of a difficult list to fill out. If I haven't seen the series, my general rule is I'll let you know that, and I'm just going to rank it purely based on how cool the suit looks. That's pretty much it. I don't really know what else to do in that regard. So this is just going to be my general opinions on all the different like mainline Ultraman series, and then we'll go ahead and see like how things are. So the reason I'm doing a tier list is because a really cool guy, Josh, from the Backlog Breakdown podcast, he did a tier list on the first 10 Final Fantasy games, and I thought, that's a cool idea. That's a great idea for an episode. I'm going to go ahead and steal that. And I went ahead and I literally just recorded a tier list for all of the mainline Pokemon games and spinoffs and all that, like every single Pokemon game. And that recording took me about an hour. I don't think that an Ultraman tier list is going to take me an hour, just by virtue of the fact that I'm not actually sure if there's more Ultraman or more Pokemon games at this point, but suffice to say, I don't think I have as much in-depth like analysis on all the different Ultra series, just due to the fact that I haven't seen them all, and I know Pokemon really, really well. So that's going to be the general gist of this episode. So I'm going to be using a tier list from, you know, the Tier Maker, because it's a fun little website. It's called the Ultraman Series Tier List Maker. Now, they have everything from Ultra Q to Ultraman Decker. Of course, Ultraman Decker has not yet aired by the recording of this, so I'm not even going to place him on the list, except for the fact that he has a really cool suit. So, I mean, just by virtue of the suit alone, he is like S rank. We'll see how well the series actually does when it actually airs in a few months. So let's just go ahead and get right on into this list. Everything is put in chronological order, at least as far as I can tell, so I'm just going to go ahead and put it in chronological order myself. So, again, for the series that I've seen, I'm going to rank it not just on, you know, how cool the main Ultra is, but also, does a general story, like, jibe with me? This is all personal opinion. Your favorites could vary, and my opinion could change once I've actually seen everything. But, for the most part, I think my opinion's going to be in line with a lot of people, except for a few choice entries. So let's just start right at the beginning. Ultra Q. Great little miniseries. I really enjoyed it. Obviously, there's no Ultras in Ultra Q, which is fine, because it was kind of like the template that everything was built on. I'm going to say Ultra Q is I'm already struggling right off from the bat, apparently, because I'm not really sure whether to put Ultra Q as a B-rank series, just by virtue of the fact that it's devoid of any Ultraman, and it's really short, and you know, obviously has some issues that, you know, you can't overlook, but it's also an A-rank series in my mind because it really tried a lot of cool stuff, and it's the template. So I think just by virtue of the fact that it helped kickstart this entire franchise, it deserves to be at A-ranking. And I should probably, you know, back up a little bit. Right here, it only has S-rank, A-rank, B-rank, C-rank, and D-rank. There is not an option for a not-watched, so obviously I can't actually put anything in a not-watched category if it's not there. I'm sure there's a way to edit it if I want to, but I just don't feel like it. I think I'm just going to rank everything and commit for the rest of my life to these opinions. So Ultra Q goes into the A rank. Now let's move on to Ultra Man, the 1966 Ultra Man. Ooh, this is a tricky one. I think I'm going to put this in a B rank just because, well, had you asked me right after I watched Ultra Man proper, I would have said it's probably an A rank show. But as I have continued to watch the Showa entry Ultraman shows, the different seasons, I feel like the original one is not as memorable to me in that regard. He's still like the dude. He's like the man, the myth, the legend. But there are some other shows that I think do a little bit better. even in like the more modern times, just by virtue of the fact that I enjoy that kind of storytelling a little bit more than the Showa era storytelling and some of the presentation as well. So I'm just going to say Ultraman 1966 is going to be at the B rank. So actually less than Ultra Q. And honestly, thinking about it now, I do think I enjoyed Ultra Q in a lot of different ways more than the original Ultraman, now that I think about it. So yeah, this is revealing things about myself that I didn't know. Coming up next is Ultra 7. There's really not much to say about this. Ultra 7, I think, is an S rank show. Like, that, it's a little bit long. It's longer than the original Ultraman by about, like, 9 or 10 episodes. And it does drag a little bit near the end there. You could definitely see it starting to get a little bit long-winded. But I feel like from beginning to end, there was just a really good series of, like, social commentary. And an interesting look at the aliens in a way that you didn't see necessarily in Ultraman. You saw a little bit of that stuff in Ultra Q, which I think is why it should be an A-rank show. But Ultra 7, I think, just knocks it out of the park with just how great it is. And I just feel like it deserves that rank. And it is considered to be like kind of, while Ultraman from 1966 is like, you know, here he is, like this is like the definitive version of the character in so many different ways, Ultra 7 is looked back at, like, very fondly, from what I can tell, in the Japanese culture. And I feel like it's well-earned. Like, he is a really cool dude. And his storyline, I feel, is a bit more focused than the original season. So I'm going to say, for that reason, S-rank. Return of Ultraman. I would put that right about where Ultraman 66 is in the B-rank, because it was really good. I did really enjoy it, actually. And I feel like I'm trying to, like, justify all my reasons. I enjoyed it. It's a good show. Like, B-Rank is not a bad show whatsoever. It's just maybe not necessarily the one I'm going to keep rewatching. But Return of Ultraman, I feel like it really did well following Ultraman Jack and Go as the host. And that dude just went through a lot. He went through a whole lot. And the storytelling felt a little bit more like well tied together, I think. And you have this journey of this character from beginning to end who's facing all of these different trials and tribulations, and he's just a solid dude. Like, he's just a cool guy. And then by the end, it makes sense how it ends, and I'm not going to spoil it because, you know, I mean, there's really not a whole lot to spoil, honestly, because you can probably guess how it ends. But I feel like, in a sense, it was kind of a bittersweet, like, last run of the last few episodes. And I think that for that reason, it definitely was a good show. Coming after that, one that really surprised me is Ultraman Ace. And I'm actually going to say, I probably enjoyed Ace just as much as I enjoyed Ultra 7. And I didn't expect it to, because Ace is like seen in like a lot of the fandom circles as like, oh, here's the dark one, this is the gory one, this is the one where everybody dies, like, you know, these aliens keep getting like chopped up and everything, and there's lots of blood and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, well, it's not that bad, honestly, but I feel like the fact that they changed up the formula quite a bit with the introduction of two people as the host for one Ultraman, you know, obviously eventually that goes away and it just becomes one, but the way they wrote that into the story and really kept a lot of the consistency between the different episodes, like with character progression and stuff, I thought it was really good. And the fact that you had this big bad of Yapul, who is, like, sending these, not just monsters, but these terrible monsters. These aren't just, like, aliens from another planet, necessarily. These are actual, like, bad monsters that Ace has to fight. And because of that, I feel like that kind of justifies a little bit more of, like, the action-y violence going on there. So, you know, whether or not you like it, whether it's not, it's, like, your cup of tea, I think Ace absolutely is an S-rank show. And you might disagree with me, but, you know, that's my opinion. Now I'm going to get into some of the controversial stuff. I'm looking right here. The next one is Ultraman Taro. And I am finding this show, I'm not finished with it yet, so it's probably going to change. And it's really hurting me to say this because Taro is such a good character in both Ultraman Ginga and from his few appearances within the Taiga show. That being said, I just don't find Taro very interesting in his own show. So I'm going to put him in the C tier. I'm sure it's going to get better after this. And I've already seen, I think it's Ultraman Story, which actually focuses on his child and everything. And I thought that was a great movie. But I just don't enjoy Taro in his own show. He's just not very interesting to me. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just the fact that I'm not too far into it yet, so my opinion will probably change, but for the time being, Taro's just not interesting. But you know who is interesting? Ultraman Leo. Or Leo, however you want to pronounce it. I'm going to put him right up there with Return of Ultraman and the original Ultraman in the B tier, because I feel like you really, like, even though I've watched probably about the same amount of episodes as Leo and Taro, I feel like I just like Leo a lot more. And the fact that you have Ultra 7 there as, like, a mentor figure helps a lot, but just on the strength of his own character, I feel like Leo is just more interesting. I don't know. It's hard to say at this point because I'm not done with it yet, but I don't know. Leo's just, he's just a cool guy, and he's going through a lot of pain. He, like, destroys his body in order to, you know, keep up with these monsters, and I think there's something noble in that. He's very aspirational in that regard, and he doesn't give up, and I can appreciate that a lot for Leo. After that, we're getting to some things I have not yet seen, so just based on, like, suits alone and the strength of the story as far as I'm aware of it, that's where we're going to go. So the next one is Ultraman 80. Ultraman 80 looks kind of interesting. He looks a little bit more like alien-like than some of the other Ultras, I feel like. And I know that his premise is that he's like a science teacher in high school, and that's a really cool and interesting, like, position for an Ultra to be in. And I know that they added, like, a lot more lore stuff with Ultraman 80. So that's, I'm going to say I'll probably enjoy his show a lot more than I am enjoying Taro right now. I'm going to say he's in B tier. He's just got a cool suit, honestly. Ultraman Tiga is next. I'm going to say Tiga is A tier just by the fact that, and I'm saying that a lot, apparently, justifying my answers very specifically. He's got a great costume. As far as the storyline goes, and what I've seen of it, I'm not finished with the show yet, but I've seen a good chunk of it. I can see why Daigo is considered to be, like, super cool. And what I've seen of him in other ancillary material, especially the Superior 8 Ultra Brothers movie, which is absolutely fantastic movie, I really like him. And I'm also going to say Ultraman Dyna and Ultraman Gaia are going to be sitting right up there in the A tier. There's a reason why the Tiga, Dyna, Gaia, like, trilogy, as it's known, the TDG trilogy, is considered to be just so good. And from what I've seen of those two, specifically in the Ultraman Orb and Orb Origin, little miniseries that they did there on Amazon, I really like those guys. They are really cool. Like, you can definitely see that there are some very distinct differences in personality that really set them apart. And because of that, they're just cool. They're just cool guys. Like, I can say that about everybody on here. They're just cool guys. And that's pretty much how I'm going to be landing with that. After that, you have Ultraman Cosmos, which I'm going to put him in the B tier. I've seen the movie, and I haven't really seen anything, like, outside of that other than, like, his appearance in Ginga S, and I think he was also in Ultraman Saga, the movie, which he just seems like a really cool guy, like, taking a bit of a different approach, and, like, he seems to be, like, the healer, the peacemaker, the more quiet one in that regard, the one that wants to, you know, befriend the monsters as much as possible, and I like that. You're taking a bit of a, well, it's not a different approach because the other ones have had their moments too, but that seems to be his thing. So because of that, I think he deserves a B tier. Ultraman Nexus, haven't seen a single bit of that. The Blu-rays or DVDs or whatever they're going to release in the US haven't been announced yet or even released. So I'm just going to take it based on the design and the cool theme song. I'm going to say he is, from what I've heard, this is going to be a tricky season. And his design is cool, but something's throwing me off about it. He looks like a fish to me, and I cannot get past that. He looks like a fish, and that's just messing me up. And it doesn't help that in the opening, you see some fish, and then you hear the theme song start, and it's just like, I'm associating him with fish all the time. He had a really cool appearance in Ginga S, I think, and that was neat, but there wasn't much other than that I could really grab onto. But Ultraman Max is next. I'm going to say he's probably B-list because I've seen a few episodes of Max just by virtue of the fact... Oh my goodness, that's all I'm saying apparently. I saw some episodes because the one guy... I can't even remember his name right now. The one guy that hosts all the Ultraman Connection stuff, he was in Max. So I decided, okay, I'm going to watch a couple episodes of this with my kids. Really fun little show so far. I'm really digging it. My kids also thought he was pretty cool. So that's why he gets to be B-tier. Ultraman Mebius is next. Now, I haven't seen too many appearances by him other than in the Zero movies, and really, really and truly, he might be like one of the Ultras I really saw first, because while I did see some of the Ultraman Tiga episodes when I was a kid that were English dubbed on TV, Ultraman Mebius shows up at the beginning of the Ultra Galaxy Mega Monster Battle Legend show, 100 monsters fighting with first appearance of Zero and Belial, you know, all that. He shows up and starts fighting immediately in that movie, and I guess that's really, like, where I saw a lot of the good action of Ultraman. So I'm going to say he's probably also... No, I'm going to change it a little bit. I really like his costume design, and I really like the way things are. I'm going to say he's A-rank, because from what I know of his show and from what I've seen of the first couple episodes, like, it's good stuff. I really like it. Next is going to be interesting. Ultraman Zero. Obviously, he's never gotten a show proper to himself, but he's been in a whole bunch of other things. He makes his, like, yearly appearances and jets out, except in Geed, where he's stuck around for a while. I love Zero. I really enjoy, like, his character arc, where he's come from, where he's going, like, this maturity that you've seen over time with him if you've been following him. And I did see the Ultraman Zero, well, the first Zero movie, before it was called Ultraman Zero, the first Zero movie as, like, one of the first things that I, like, actually saw with Ultraman that I can really remember and really point out was interesting about it. So seeing that is, like, the first time, and then now I went up to Geed some years later, and I saw him again through that, and just seeing, like, the kind of the bookending at the time between who he was and what he has become and how he basically took on that dad role in Ultraman Geed, I really like him. He's S-rank Ultraman. So good. Ultraman Ginga. One of those shows that I know aren't very popular, the original Ginga. I actually really like the original, like, 11 episodes of Ginga, and then I even liked Ginga S. I go back and forth whether or not I like Ginga or Ginga S more. I think Ginga S had, like, a better idea of what it wanted to be, but there was something charming about the original Ginga, like, and all of the budget constraints and everything with that. But that theme song, oh, so good. So good. The Ultraman Ginga song. Oh, it is so amazing. I'm going to put Ginga, I'm going to say he's A tier. So, like, not the best, but certainly up there with some of the greats. Ultraman Victory, I like Victory as a character. He didn't obviously get his own proper show, although he was basically co-starring with Ginga in Ginga S. I'm going to say he's B rank because he was kind of antagonistic there for that first few episodes, and I don't know, kind of rubbed me the wrong way in that regard. But he got better, and I think Victory himself, the show, I believe, is the character's name. I think he's become a pretty good character over time during his different appearances. Ultraman X, I'm going to put in B tier along with Victory. X doesn't really have too much of a... He has a personality in the show as just Ultraman X, but then also you have his host, whose name I am forgetting at the moment. I think it's Daichi. Daichi, maybe? I could be wrong. But he doesn't really have much of a proper himself personality outside of his host, which is normal for most of these ultras, honestly. So, you know, there's really not a lot of differentiation in that regard. I really liked Ultraman X as a show. In some ways, I think it even did better than Z in some of the storytelling areas and, you know, building your world and getting your characters to interact properly. But there's also some things that I think it did worse. So I'm going to put it in B rank. Ultraman Orb, I'm going to say Orb is an S rank, not only Ultra, but his season and, like, all of the ancillary material associated with Orb is S rank. And the fact that they have, like, this entire, like, 10-part, like, outline of where they could go with Orb, like, the amount of detail that was put into crafting his character and his specific journey, I think is excellent. I think a lot of the backstory we got in his actual show was really cool. And so for that reason, I think just the amount of time that was put on him and the fact that he's just such a cool guy, like, honestly, he's probably, like, really and truly the coolest guy on this list as far as, you know, cool guys go. So Orb, S rank. Alongside with him, I'm also going to say Geed is S rank material. Not just the show and not just the character, but the fact that it just really helped to continue that story between Zero and Belial in a way that didn't completely overshadow him, because he became, like, the absolute hero in his own show. Obviously, that's what you want. He's a great dude, too. He's, like, you know, as, you know, my friends, Nate and Josh, but he's the best boy. He's, like, the best boy Ultraman, and obviously that really captured them because they got them to watch the series, and I think he's just such a just a nice dude. He just seems like a very relatable dude, too. Like, I think about that moment where he was supposed to get a vacuum cleaner, and he bought a PlayStation 4, and I'm just like, that's relatable. I get it. He's just like this everyman. He likes tokusatsu. He likes eating ramen. He's just a regular dude. And he's got this big weight upon his shoulders. And, you know, he's fighting against his own, like, proposed destiny. And I think they did a really good job getting into the storytelling with him. Obviously, there's going to be flaws in the show. But, you know, as far as Jeed goes, he's a cool dude. This is going to get some people mad at me. Ultraman, Rube, you have Rosso and Blue. I'm going to put them down in C rank. Their show was comedic, and it was fun, but I have troubles even wanting to go back and watch it. And if you heard my Ultraman Rube episode from last year, you'll know why. It's just I really couldn't get into it as much as I did with Jeed and with Orb. And that's probably my fault. It really is. I should probably go back and rewatch it now that I have a couple other seasons under my belt. But for the most part, I just don't really want to. Other than, you know, going back and watching the scenes with Aizawa or Aizen Makoto. Yeah, the guy who played, you know, the Dark Orb character and everything. All the comedy related to that. Other than that, I just really haven't gone back and watched anything, and I just don't want to. So that's just me. And then this one's going to get a lot of people mad. And I'm going to be ready to accept a lot of criticism here. Ultraman Taiga, beautiful character design. Love the characters of Titus and Fuma. As, you know, they are the Tri-Squad. Fantastic stuff. But Ultraman Taiga just bored me to death. And it's kind of like the same thing with Taro right now. Taro is not great to me in his own show. And neither is Taiga. So it's like, you know, like father, like son. I'm going to put Taiga in D rank. I just don't ever have any interest in ever going back and watching it. Like, I just don't. Like, there's nothing there. I'll buy the Blu-rays when they come out, but that's mostly for completionist's sake, not for, like, anything in particular. After that, though, let's get a little bit more happy. Ultraman Zet, or Z, S rank. Absolutely S rank. Loved that show so much, and it was so fun to just be able to watch that live on YouTube with, like, everybody else, be part of the discussion, be part of all the memes, all the fun stuff. Bringing in Juggler from Ultraman Orb was a great idea. You know, bringing in Jeed, having all this fun. It was just a fun show. And man, I could go back and rewatch. I think I've actually seen Z about 3 times right now with the amount of episodes I hop back and forth between. And then Ace showed up in one of the episodes. And I was like, oh, okay, Ace. Definitely a cool guy. Gotta watch that. All right, here's where we're going to get into things I haven't seen as much. So this is where my mileage may vary a little bit. You have Ultraman Great and Ultraman Powered, two of the English-speaking Ultras. I don't want to say American because one was Australian, I believe. Their designs are lackluster. I'm going to put them in C rank because there's just a lot of white on them. And the eyes, I don't know. It almost feels like Ultraman made on a budget, which I guess is kind of redundant because Ultraman's always on a budget, basically. But this is like even more of a budget. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure there are fine shows, but I don't have any interest. Ultraman, I believe his name is Joneas from the Ultraman anime series. I'm going to put him in B tier because not only does like, I've seen a few episodes of the show. Not only does the show like get to go into all these crazy places because it's animated, but he's just also just a solid dude. And especially seeing his appearances in the latest Ultra Galaxy Fight shows online. Oh my goodness, he's just super cool. And I love the fact that he's got like his own separate like culture on their specific planet. And there's just so much lore around it that's just really cool and obviously confusing to me. But regardless, it's still pretty neat. So he's in B rank. Alongside of him, what's his name? The American Ultraman USA one who is in New York. I like the design. There's a lot of red to it. Cool belt. I'm going to put him in C rank, though, because I haven't really watched that movie yet. It looks pretty interesting, but I think Chuck looks better. So, yeah, I don't even remember what his name. Andy? Avery? I don't know. Ultraman? Maybe there's an A in there. Alex? I don't know what his name is, but I'll put him in C rank, just by virtue of the fact that I haven't really watched a show and, well, movie, I guess. Or is it? I don't know what it is exactly, but he looks pretty cool. Ultraman Reboot, I'm going to put him up in A, and that's because I think that, yeah, he is kind of like a little, like, do you want to say like a Mary Sue type character? I don't know, but he's kind of like the fan favorite, I believe, of Koichi Sakamoto, who's directing all the Ultra Galaxy Fight shows, and he made an appearance in Trigger as well. And I think generally speaking, like, he's a good mix between like the old like Showa era designs mixed with like the new generation heroes aesthetic, and I think they really blended those designs very well with Reboot. So I'm going to put him in A tier just by virtue of the fact that he has a really cool suit. And I keep saying that. Why do I keep saying by the virtue of the fact? I don't know. I guess it makes me sound smart. Next would be Orb Origin, which I don't really like very much as a suit. I'm going to just judge it based on the suit. The show was fine. I love the show. That was great. But the Orb Origin suit, or whatever it is, the red suit. Is it the red suit? I can't remember. The red suit that he has. Ugh, too much red. Don't like it. I'm going to just say no to that one. Oh, and then probably one of the worst on this list, Ultraman Saga. Love the movie. Well, no, I don't even want to say I love the movie. It was an okay movie. I did not like it as much as the Revenge of Belial. But Ultraman Saga, D-rank suit. That thing is ugly. Ugly as sin. Why did they even make that? Ew. Just gross. Zophy, I'm going to put him up in like the A tier because... No, I'm going to put him in B tier because he's basically regular Ultraman with some little dots on him. I don't really know his backstory. He looks cool, though. I mean, he's Zophy. He helped Ultraman out. Kind of a jerk, I think, in those first, like, that final episode. Can't remember very well. It's been a while since I watched it. But Zophy, he's a cool guy. Ultraman Zaerth, he's the comedy season. I really like Zaerth's design. The red and the white, but with, like, the red mask, like, really, like, changes up a lot of things, but he looks super cool. Zaerth is just, I've not watched the movie yet. I've only seen like a little like video about it on YouTube. So, you know, the movie I hear is, you know, very comedic, and that's what he looks like. He looks like a comedic, like almost like a parody Ultraman, but he's an Ultraman. So there you go. He's just kind of funny looking, and he's like big and stocky too. Like he looks like he like take a couple punches. So definitely looks like a warrior. The Ultraman Netflix suit. Oof. I think the Netflix, well, you don't want to say the Netflix, but the manga Ultraman suits are like S-tier suit design because they are like cooler than like even like the Iron Man suit looks, but it's like a C-tier show because I don't really enjoy the Netflix Ultraman. It just seems kind of hopeless. It didn't seem joyful at all. It was like super bloody and gritty, and that's not the Ultraman I really like. So... I'm gonna say B tier. When you take those two things into account, probably B tier, meeting in the middle a little bit there helps. Ultraman Neos. I don't know. He looks like a regular Ultraman suit, but like also discount bargainman Ultraman suit. So C rank. Ultra 721 or Ultra 7X. I don't actually know what the difference is, to be perfectly honest. So it looks like the Ultra 7 suit. I haven't watched the Ultra 7X show yet, or the 2-1 or 21. I don't know. This universe is big, guys. I don't understand all the Ultraman. I can identify like maybe 85% of them, and I feel like that's pretty good. I'm gonna say he's probably also a C-tier one because there's just his head's just really tiny, and his shoulders are really big. He almost looks like he's got like Romulan shoulder pads going on there, which is okay, but not what I want. Ultraman Nice, he is going to be A rank, because he doesn't actually have like a proper show, unfortunately, but he's got a series of commercials and that offset color timer that is like asymmetrical design with the color timer over the left side of his chest just looks really cool. And the thumbs up, obviously, I'm a sucker for the thumbs up. It's just, it's iconic. I haven't seen Ultra Q Dark Fantasy, but I have seen Neo Ultra Q, and I really like Neo Ultra Q. I'm going to say that's a B-rank show because it's really short. It should have gotten a lot more episodes than it had. But it was a good show. And I think that they took the general formula of Ultra Q and really modernized it properly. So, and some of those episodes could have been made back then. But maybe they were even like scripts that were like set aside that could have been written in the 60s. Who knows? Melos, is that his name? The green guy? I don't know. I really like his suit, though. He is an A-rank suit. Don't know anything about his backstory except it's pretty good. I guess it's in a manga or something. Is it Andros? Andromelos? Andros? I don't know. The Green Melon guy. The Zangetsu of the Ultraman fandom. Who knows? But he's a cool suit. So A-rank suit. Gridman. Haven't finished Gridman. Really like Gridman, though. Gridman is great. I'm going to put him on there, even though he's not really an ultra character, but he kind of is, kind of, sort of. And then finally, I'm going to skip the Gridman anime because I haven't watched it, and the Dinozenon anime because I haven't watched it. Dinozenon anime thing, the big robot thing, definitely would be D-rank, though, because that thing is a mess, just based on this picture I'm looking at right now. It is so many details. But the last one I'm going to put on this ranking system, and there's a few I skipped because I don't really know them very well, and that's going to be Ultraman Trigger. Trigger is kind of a tragedy because the show wasn't very good, and you can definitely see that they ran into a lot of problems filming it. And that being said, it's a really cool suit, a really good update to like the Tiga style suit. It's very slick, not too many like details that are like really confusing, and all of the details match the form changes really well. I'm going to put him in probably B tier, I think, just because the show was not great, but he was a cool looking character at least. So there you have it. That is everyone I'm going to be ranking, because Decker hasn't aired yet, but that's like an S rank suit because the offset color timer, again, I'm an absolute sucker for that. And like the galaxy, like chest armor and head armor thing he's got going on there. That is okay. No, I'm putting him on S rank just because he's, and he uses cards, and I already have the card stuff like already pre-ordered. So like he uses cards. He's got the galaxy. He's got the offset color timer. It's a beautiful design. It kind of looks similar to Zero's now that I'm kind of looking at him side by side. So who knows? Maybe there's a connection there. So anyway, that is my Ultraman series tier list. Let's just go over them real quick so you can see it from bottom to top. So in D rank, you have Ultraman Taiga and Ultraman Saga. Sorry, dudes, you're just kind of ugly. In C rank, you have Taro, Nexus, Rosso, Blue, Great, Powered, the USA one, Neos, and Ultra 7X, I think, or 21, or 2-1, or whatever he is. In the B rank, you have Ultraman, Ultraman Jack, Leo, 80, Cosmos, Max, Victory, X, Joneas, Orb Origin, Zophy, the manga and Netflix suit, Neo Ultra Q, and Trigger. A rank, you have Ultra Q, Tiga, Dyna, Gaia, Mebius, Ginga, Reboot, Zaerth, Nice, Andromelos, and Gridman. And in S rank, the best of the best, the cream of the crop, Ultra 7, Ace, Zero, Orb, Geed, Zet, and Decker, which will probably end up changing because the show is probably going to be terrible, unfortunately. But there you have it. That is the Ultraman series tier list based completely on my own personal opinion and how I'm feeling at this exact moment. Ask me again next week and I'll probably have a completely different order. And I'm going to realize that, you know, Taiga is an absolute work of art and Saga is very misunderstood. There you have it. That's the end of the episode. I am Wes, the Henshin Dad. You can find all that detail information at the end. If you disagree, please email me or send me a message on Twitter. I will happily address any concerns that you have. And if there's enough people getting mad at me, I will address this on a future episode as well and answer any angry emails. Here we go. I'm hoping to have more episodes in the future. This is just me getting my feet wet with re-recording again and doing all that fun stuff. And hopefully we'll be able to make it to 200 before I have to retire from my job, which is probably going to be like 30, 40 years. So who knows? I'm sure there's going to be plenty of tokusatsu until then. So thank you. And until next time. Yeah. Well, I guess the intro or the outro will go over all that with you. So bye for now.
Complete.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Henshin Dad Podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please rate, review, subscribe, whatever it is you do on your podcast platform of choice. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. If you would like to contact me, you can reach me by email at henshindad@gmail.com or on Twitter at henshindad. The Henshin Dad Podcast is proud to be part of the Playwell Network, your source for intentional entertainment. Some of the other podcasts in this network include The Backlog Breakdown, which focuses on playing the best games on your backlog while not breaking the bank account on the new and shiny, The Retro Station, a show devoted to more retro and nerdy topics than you can shake a stick at, and Tales from the Rusty Speeder, an interactive actual play Star Wars RPG podcast that seeks to tell an awesome Star Wars story. Once again, thank you for listening, and until next time...
Cast off.